In Parshat Chukosa, we read the Tochacha, we read the Klalas, what happens to people who do not observe properly Torah and mitzvos. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Megillah that there was a takana from Ezra, that prior to Shavuos, we would read this parsha of Parshat Chukosai, we'd read about the klalas. Similarly, prior to Rosh Hashanah, we'd read about the klalas in Parshas Kisavo. The Gemara says, "Ketchatichle Hashanah v'kilo seha," so that we'd be able to complete the year and finish the klalas. Says the Gemara, I know that Rosh Hashanah is a form, is the beginning of the year, so you want to read the klalas right before Rosh Hashanah to complete the years and its klalas. But what about Shavuos? Shavuos isn't the beginning of the year. The Gemara says, no, Shavuos is also Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah al peiros ha'ilan. Rosh Hashanah for the fruit that are on trees. Many of the Sfarim point out that Ha'adam eats hasadeh, and that this is a reference not only to trees, but people also and their peiros, their ruchnias. That Shavuos also, in a certain sense, is like a Rosh Hashanah for the world of ruchnias. This takana, that before Shavuos we would read Parshas Bechukosai that has to do with klalas, and before Parshas Rishon, we read about the klalas of Kisavo. So the Rambam points out in Hilchos Tefillah, one of the reasons why sometimes we have double Parsha some years and not other years, we're trying to set things up so that we're going to read things like Bechukosai at the right time and things like Kisavo at the right time. Tosfos points out that we don't read Bechukosai right before Shavuos, we read it a little bit before. Similarly with Kisavo, we don't read it right before Rosh Hashanah, it's a little bit before. Says Tosfos, because we don't want to have the klalas be like right next to Shavuos. The klala like right, but we want to give a little bit of a, it should be before, but it shouldn't be right automatic, in order not to have the klala be too close to Rosh Hashanah, or the klala be too close. The Maariv Chayes has a question, and the Maariv Chayes' question is as follows. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, that on Daf Chavtes, I believe, that in Eretz Yisrael, seems like an Eretz Yisrael, they would read the Torah every 3 years. Read the Torah every 3 years. So what would they do? How would they fulfill Ezra's Takana? If they were only finishing Torah every 3 years, it wouldn't fall out the way ours falls out. That Bechukosai is before Shavuos, Kisavo is before Shana. So Tzadok explains in Pritzadik, in Parshas Kisavo, that the same way there are special Parshas that we read in different times of the year, so we always read Parshas Shkalim in certain times of the year, so the minhag was in Eretz Yisrael, even though they wouldn't be up to Bechukosai, and even though they wouldn't be up to Kisavo, they would either way bring out a second Sefer Torah. They'd always read Bechukosai before Shavuos. They would always read Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. But here's the question that many of the Mefarshim ask, and there's really two questions. Question number one is, once it's not, why is it that we would read specifically the klalas of Bechukosai before Shavuos? Once we're open to the idea even of bringing out a second Sefer Torah, why the klalas of Bechukosai before Shavuos and the klala, the tochacha of Kisavo before Shavuos? Why that way? Question number one. Question number two, what does the Gemara mean when it said, "Ketichle shana v'kil lo seha"? And as a result of reading this, the year and its klalas are going to be completed. Why? So what? You read the Torah. What exactly does that do? What exactly is going on? So I want to share with you a couple of mahalchim. We'll share with you one main mahalach, which you find in two places. The Tzadok and Parshas Kisavo has it in a certain sense. It's a beautiful mahalach. Rav Ruderman, Ner Yisrael, and Vodas Halevi has the mahalach also. It's a very, very intriguing idea as to why we read specifically Bechukosai before Shavuos and why we read specifically Kisavo prior to Rosh Hashanah. Again, we'll put it together, maybe add a little bit. This is the general mahalach. The Ramban writes, it's also in Zohar Chazal, which other points out, but the Ramban writes that the klalas in Bechukosai describing what happens, refer to the first Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That's what happens, Klal Yisrael, we're not keeping things properly. That refers to the first Beis HaMikdash, the first Chorban. The second, the klalos that we read in Parshas Kisavo, refer to Klal Yisrael in second Beis HaMikdash and the Chorban which comes as a result of second Beis HaMikdash. Where do we see that? So it points out Reb Tzadok and as well as Reb Ruderman. It comes in the following way. The klala of Bechukosai, what's Bechukosai all about? Talmud Torah. In Bechukosai Teilechu, Rashi famously comments to Amelim B'Torah. If we keep Torah, this is what we get. If we don't keep Torah, this is what we lose. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So the Gemara tells us in Meseches Nedarim, Alma Avda Ha'aretz, why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Because we were not sufficiently committed to Talmud Torah. We were not Machshav Torah enough, the way that the Ran writes it, there in the Sugya and Daf, Pei Aleph and Meseches Nedarim. So that's all about Talmud Torah. Bechukosai is all about the Klala of Klal Yisrael when they don't learn. And what exactly happened? That's why it corresponds to the first Chorban Beis HaMikdash. It was on a lack of Torah. The Klala of Kisavo is not at all about Torah. The Klala of Kisavo has nothing to do with Torah. What's Kisavo about? Something Farshim explained. Kisavo has a lot to do with interpersonal relationship, interpersonal connections. Why exactly that we weren't getting along the same way or treating each other properly the same way. Why do we read that before Yamim Noraim? Because many of the Mefarshim point out that part of the goal of Yamim Noraim, Bisasef Rosh Am, has to do with bringing Klal Yisrael together, the Torah, salvation in a different way. Speak about that. It's one of the reasons why we ask for Mechila before Erev Yom Kippur, is because the goal is that Klal Yisrael is coming together. Suggests Reb Tzadok and Reb Ruderman, again, each in their own way, that explains our practice. B'chukosa comes before Shavuos. You know why? Because Shavuos is the Chag of Matan Torah. So we read the Tocha that refers to someone who is in Machshiv Torah, someone that's not learning Torah. Before Yamim Noraim, so there we want to focus on Achla. So we read the Klala that has to do with Klal Yisrael being able to get along. How does this end the year? Tichla Shana V'kil Lo Seha. So what? We read it. How does that? What do Chazal mean when they say that now the year and its Klalas are going to be completed? So Reb Tzadok explains, as do many others, the goal is that the Tocha is a big Musar Shmuz. That we're going to read this Shabbos about what happens if you learn Torah well with Amelas and what you don't. And the goal being that as a result of hearing this, we're all going to do tshuva. We're all going to try to become a little bit better. It's going to be a big experience of His Orus. And as a result of that, the year and its Klalas are going to be complete because we've done tshuva, we're in a good place. The same thing is true before Yamim Noraim. We're going to tshuva, and then we're going to be able to be in a good place. And that's what Chazal mean. That's the basis of our particular takana. As we pointed out before, the Rambam writes, this takana was significant enough. It's one of the reasons why we have double partio, some years this, some years that, to have the timing be as appropriate and as on target as possible. There is an additional mahalach, which I think is a very, very beautiful one, as far as why reading this is going to be Kedisha Tichla Shana V'Kil Lo Seha. So what? Okay, I'm with you. It has to do with Torah. We're going to read it. Why is that Tichla Shana V'Kil Lo Seha? So there's a beautiful mahalach, let's say, from Mishnah Sachir. Some of us learned a little bit of that last night. Rav Teichtel in Bem Smecha. So here Mishnah Sachir and the Moedim and Shavuos has a very, very beautiful Torah based on a variety of Torahs from the Belzer Rebbe, two different Belzer Rebbes, Rav Yisachar Dov and Rav Yeshua. It's a beautiful, beautiful insight, and that's as follows. If you look at Rashi in Parshas Nitzavim, so Rashi tells us that when Klal Yisrael heard the Klalas, they were very scared. They heard the Klalas, and Klal Yisrael started getting very nervous. How are we going to do this? So Baruch Shalom said to them, don't worry, you've messed up a lot and you're still here. Don't be so scared of the Klalas. You've messed up a lot and you're still here. Ask the Belzer Rebbe, I don't understand. If the Klalas are real and they messed up, they should have all been Mekuyam. What do you mean, don't worry that much? Like, even if you mess up, like, you're still here, but the Klalas are there. What's going on? So he suggests a very, very beautiful idea, the Mishnah Sakhi, the following Torah. Chazal tell us in the Gemara, Maseches Menachos, the Gemara, Maseches Megillah, that when you can't offer karbanos, if you read the psukim about the karbanos, it's as if you were makif karbanos. It's as if you're makif karbanos. Basically, the pasuk can say for Hosea, Unushama, Parm, Svasenu, that when a person reads karbanos, it's as if you were makif karbanos. We would point out that there's a discussion in some of the Yerushalayim and Achronim, does this din apply only to karbanos, or does it apply to other contexts also? As an example, if a person can't afford to buy a Sefer Torah, and you assume that to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, you have to write a real Sefer Torah. So my Yod say that through learning about Ksiva Sefer Torah. It's a big discussion as far as how that works. The Ma'abit and Kari Sefer, Kayadua. Comes along, Zaytel has the following suggestion. You know why we read the Tochacha now? Because if you read the Tochacha and you're learning about the Tochacha, then it's Ki'ilu it was Makuyam. Then it's Ki'ilu it was Makuyam. It's like if you read Karban, it's Ki'ilu Makav Karban. If you read the Tochacha, it's Ki'ilu the Tochacha was fulfilled. And that, he says, is Pshat and Rashi Bar Shmitzavim. Comes along, but Yisrael, they're terrified of the Tocha. He says, no, you've messed up a lot and you're still here. You know why you're still here? Because every year when you read it, it's as if it actually took place. And then you're putter from actually having it be done to you. So he says, that's Pshat also. And what does the Gemara mean? Kedisha Tichla Shana V'Kilo Seha. We read it so the year and its clothes will be completed. How come? Not because of a big Hisorus and Mushrash Mush, you're going to do Tshuva. But when you read these parshios, you read the Tochacha, it's Ki'ilu was fulfilled. And because it's Ki'ilu was fulfilled, so then I'm not so scared. There's not going to be the same Klala the same way, and it's going to be okay. So it's true, perhaps, that before Shavuos we read about Bittul Torah, and we do want to get Mussar Shmuz, but part of it is also to get a kapara, to get a forgiveness for those sins, which can take place as a result of that. So we have this minhag. The minhag is that we read Bichul Kosai, as Tovas points out, not immediately before. We don't want too much klala right before, but a couple weeks before, we come along the Tocha before Shavuos. We read before Yamim Noraim, Parshas Kisavo. What's the goal? The goal is that we be able to do tshuva, or be able to get forgiven for that which is appropriate. Because Shavuos is all about Tam Torah, we read it parts b'chukosai, which is a reference to Chorban Bayis Rishon, which the Gemara says was because of a lack of Talmud Torah. And the Gemara here, the Rashi quotes, b'chukosai is all about amelus b'torah. And as a result of that, a person who is able to, in a proper way, be able to be successful with his Torah, so then a person can be able to get the proper kapara that they need. So maybe Zohar is a repart of Kosai, the Shabbos, to both get a little bit of Masur and his Orus to make sure that we're going to learn as properly and as well as possible. And even if we don't, we should be Zohar to have the words of the Mishnah Sacher, based on the Belzerebbe, fulfilled, that our Kopanim, at least if we read it, we should be able to get forgiveness. That's why he points out, Belzerebbe says, one of the reasons why, we'll say it a little bit after just, V'yata Kitzbuchem is a Shira Hazos. Why is Torah a little bit of a Shira? It's an amazing Shira if you learn Torah, V'lam Dispen Yisrael, because it's the forgiveness of all of your sins. If you read about it, that you're going to be forgiven. That's worthy of a degree of Shira. Have a wonderful rest of your day.